Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a single contract that could power an entire state's industrial future and put India among the world's top green hydrogen exporters. That is exactly what unfolded at the Andhra Pradesh Global Investors Summit 2026. At that summit, AM Green, previously known as Ampin Energy Transition, signed a landmark agreement to supply 1 million metric tons per annum of green hydrogen to NTPC Green Energy Limited from its upcoming hub at Kakinada. This is not just another move, it is one of the largest green hydrogen projects ever announced in India under the National Green Hydrogen Mission. First, let us understand what green hydrogen actually is. Hydrogen, the lightest element in the universe, when burned or used in a fuel cell, produces only water vapor, a seemingly perfect clean fuel. The problem, however, lies in how we make it. Today, about 96% of the world's hydrogen is gray hydrogen, produced from natural gas through steam methane reforming, a process that releases large quantities of carbon dioxide. In contrast, green hydrogen is generated by passing renewable electricity through an electrolyzer that splits water molecules into hydrogen and oxygen. No fossil fuels are involved, and the only byproduct is pure oxygen. This color taxonomy, gray, blue, green, helps us differentiate the carbon intensity of hydrogen production. Now, the electrolyzer itself is the heart of the technology. India is actively boosting its domestic electrolyzer manufacturing capacity under the Strategic Interventions for Green Hydrogen Transition, or SITE, component of the National Green Hydrogen Mission. The program offers production-linked incentives both for manufacturers of electrolyzer equipment and for producers of green hydrogen. Turning to the Kakinada project, AM Green is developing an integrated hub on the Andhra Pradesh coastline. The hub will combine captive renewable generation, both solar and wind, with roughly 5 gigawatts of electrolyzer capacity. The hydrogen produced will be converted into green ammonia through a modified Haber-Bosch process, using nitrogen obtained from air separation. An export terminal at the deepwater port of Kakinada is being upgraded to handle liquefied green ammonia and potentially liquid hydrogen for overseas markets. The target output is 1 million metric tons per year of green hydrogen, or its equivalent in green ammonia. Who is the offtake partner? NTPC Green Energy Limited, a wholly-owned subsidiary of NTPC Limited, which has shifted from its original National Thermal Power identity to focus on renewable and green hydrogen assets. NTPC has set an ambitious renewable capacity target of 60 gigawatts by 2032 and is rolling out multiple green hydrogen projects across the country, from Leh to Rajasthan and now Andhra Pradesh. Under the MOU, NTPC Green Energy will purchase the green hydrogen or ammonia from AM Green to replace grey hydrogen in its fertilizer plants, to blend in gas turbines, and for commercial sale. The broader policy framework is the National Green Hydrogen Mission, launched on 4th January 2023 by the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy. The mission aims to create a complete green hydrogen ecosystem. Its SITE program has two main components. Component A provides incentives per kilogram of electrolyzer capacity manufactured domestically, while Component B offers incentives per kilogram of green hydrogen produced. Under Mode I, procurement of renewable energy and electrolyzer packages occurs through competitive bidding. Under Mode II, the incentive applies to hydrogen produced from indigenous electrolyzers. Why does green hydrogen matter for India? It is not a substitute for coal or gas in conventional power generation. Batteries and direct electrification are more efficient there. Its true promise lies in hard-to-abate sectors. Fertilizer production, for example, consumes about 50% of global hydrogen to make ammonia for urea and DAP. India produces roughly 25 million tons of urea each year, all using grey hydrogen. Switching to green ammonia would decarbonize the sector at its source. In steel, the direct reduced iron process can replace coking coal with green hydrogen, and major players such as SAIL, Tata Steel and ArcelorMittal are already running pilots. Shipping is another frontier. The International Maritime Organization has mandated net zero emissions by 2050, and green ammonia is emerging as a viable marine fuel. Even refineries, Indian Oil, HPCL and BPCL, rely heavily on grey hydrogen for hydrocracking and desulfurization, and green hydrogen could slash their carbon footprints dramatically. Export potential adds another strategic layer. The European Union's Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism, effective from 2026, will levy carbon taxes on imports of steel, cement, aluminium, fertilizers and electricity unless the exporting country has comparable carbon pricing. This creates a powerful incentive for Indian manufacturers to adopt green hydrogen-based production. Moreover, the EU, Japan and South Korea have announced ambitious import targets for green hydrogen, and India's abundant solar and wind resources, especially in Rajasthan, Gujarat and the Andhra Tamil Nadu coast, give it a natural cost advantage, provided electrolyzer costs keep falling and transmission infrastructure expands. Nevertheless, challenges remain. The current cost of green hydrogen in India ranges from $3 to $6 per kilogram, whereas grey hydrogen costs $1 to $2 per kilogram. The government's 111 vision aspires to bring green hydrogen down to $1 per kilogram by 2030. Achieving this requires solar power at 1.5 to 2 rupees per kilowatt hour, electrolyzer costs below $300 per kilowatt, down from today's $800, and financing at development bank rates rather than commercial lending. Water demand is another constraint. Electrolysis consumes roughly 9 liters of pure water for every kilogram of hydrogen. In water-scarce regions, this necessitates seawater desalination, adding both cost and energy burden. Storage and transport are also tricky because hydrogen is the lightest molecule. Liquefying it demands cryogenic temperatures of minus 253 degrees Celsius, while green ammonia currently offers the most practical carrier for export trade. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Remember this number: the National Green Hydrogen Mission aims for 5 million metric tons per annum of green hydrogen by 2030, backed by a government outlay of 19,744 crore rupees. The mission targets about 125 gigawatts of renewable capacity to power the electrolyzers and envisions domestic electrolyzer capacity of 5 gigawatts per year by 2030. Expected total investment is 8 lakh crore rupees, roughly $100 billion, and the sector could generate 6 lakh jobs, both direct and indirect. The site program's component A incentivizes electrolyzer manufacturing per kilogram of capacity, while component B incentivizes production per kilogram of hydrogen. Competitive bidding under Mode I and indigenous electrolyzer incentives under Mode II are the two procurement pathways. For the Kakinada hub, recall that the planned output is 1 million metric tons per annum, supported by about 5 gigawatts of electrolyzer capacity, and the offtake partner is NTPC Green Energy Limited. The project combines solar, wind, electrolysis, green ammonia synthesis, and a deep water export terminal. Regarding electrolyzer technologies, alkaline electrolyzers are the cheapest and already commercial. Proton exchange membrane units offer fast response. Solid oxide electrolyzers provide the highest efficiency but are still early in commercialization. And anion exchange membrane technology is emerging. Hard-to-abate sectors that stand to benefit include fertilizers, green ammonia replacing grey hydrogen in urea production, steel, direct reduced iron using green hydrogen, shipping, green ammonia as a marine fuel meeting IMO 2050 net zero mandates, and refineries substituting grey hydrogen in hydrocracking and desulfurization. The EU's carbon border adjustment mechanism, fully operational by 2026, will levy carbon levies on imports of steel, cement, aluminium, fertilizers, electricity and hydrogen unless comparable carbon pricing exists in the exporting country. This makes green hydrogen a strategic export commodity for India. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For the prelims, remember that the National Green Hydrogen Mission was launched on 4th January 2023, targets 5 million metric tons per annum, has a budget of 19,744 crore rupees and is administered by the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy. The SIDE program consists of two components, electrolyzer manufacturing incentives and hydrogen production incentives. Green hydrogen is defined as hydrogen produced by electrolysis using renewable electricity. NTPC Green Energy Ltd. is the renewable and green hydrogen arm of NTPC. The Kakinada port on the Andhra Pradesh coast is being upgraded as a deepwater hub for LNG and green energy exports. Finally, the EU carbon border adjustment mechanism becomes effective in 2026. For the mains, you can discuss the national hydrogen policy, India's energy transition, decarbonizing hard-to-abate sectors such as fertilizers, steel, shipping and refineries, the export potential under CBAM, and the broader implications for clean energy investment and geopolitical positioning. In sum, the AM Green Kakinada Hub, backed by NTPC's offtake commitment, exemplifies India's ambition to lead the green hydrogen economy, to cut emissions in critical industries, and to capture lucrative export markets as the world moves toward a low-carbon future. This development is not just a technical milestone, it is a strategic pivot that could reshape India's energy landscape, industrial competitiveness, and environmental stewardship.